Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Obstacle is the Way podcast, the only podcast in the world where the victories and successes of everyday people are celebrated and inspiration is overflowing in abundance. And today we are going to have our very first episode. And in today's first episode, we're going to talk about how pain brings forth growth. There's a story of a woman by the name of Dorothy Johnson Spaight, whose 24-year-old son was killed by an act of gun violence. What happened was her son had parked his car in the wrong spot, which led to an argument, a dispute, that made someone mad enough to take out their gun and cut him down with a shower of lead, ending his life. Now, when Dorothy had received news of her son's death, she went into trauma and was curled up. In her words, Dorothy was curled up in fetal position, and she became unconscious, and she went into a coma. And while she was in her coma, she had a dream where she envisioned a boxing ring filled with women holding bullhorns and pleading, "Sons, put down your guns. Sons, put down your guns. Sons, put down your guns." Now, less than a month later, the chant became a rallying cry for other shell-shocked women, for other shell-shocked mothers who had lost their children to gun violence and who wanted to now join Dorothy's movement, Dorothy's group, Mothers in Charge. And ever since its formation in, I believe, 2003, Dorothy's group, Dorothy's story, has inspired hundreds of other organizations that are very similar, that have a very similar mission, which is to end gun violence. And in an interview with Dorothy, she says, "This group, I quote, this group, this movement, is how I can continue to be connected to my son." Let me repeat that. Dorothy said, "This group, this movement, is how I continue to be connected with my son." Now, the reason I shared with you Dorothy's story is because I want you to see how one individual transformed her tragedy into a triumph. You see, what matters the most is not what our tragedy or obstacles are, but how we see them, how we react to them, and whether we keep our composure. We all face tragedy and suffering. It's part of life. It's part of who we are. But it's not all of it. The rest is how we choose to live with the suffering. We can either let it crush us, allow it to torture us and torment our souls, and become an easy target for even more tragedy and suffering. Or we can let it inspire us to do greater good, allow it to move us in a new direction where life becomes better for us. Helen Keller once said, Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. And with that, I encourage you to face your obstacles. And like Dorothy, turn your tragedy into triumph. Because like Dorothy, and billions others like her who have faced suffering and tragedy, and who have overcome their suffering and tragedy, they have received something even greater, something that greatly outweighs their suffering. The greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it.